Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2941, and today's date is December 5th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Constitution is in Play, Rigging the Election Now in the Spotlight, Trap Set. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the World Economic Forum, the Biden administration, as they push their agenda in the blue states, because that's where we see it happening, that people are starting to recognize that this is not the type of life they want to live. They don't want to be in a state where the entire economic system is imploding, where the state has no money. They're just handing money out to anybody at this point, and those people have to pay it back. This is why we see people in all of these states moving away. And as more and more people move out of these states, the states are going to struggle in the end, and they're going to implode. And what's really interesting about this is they're happening to California, New York, Illinois, and these states are pushing a certain agenda. And the economic agenda is not working out for those people in that state. Yes, there is many other things going on in these states, but the people, they need a place to go where they can live freely, where they can earn a living. And in these states, it's completely falling apart, especially with crime rising the way it is and all their agendas that they're putting forth, where they're trying to stop free speech, where they're just taking money and just handing it out. This is going to actually come back and hit these governors, these mayors, square between the eyes, because the people, as they leave, the state's going to lose their tax base, and it's going to become very, very difficult to maintain everything. Richard Barras put this out on Twitter and says, Florida, Texas, and Arizona are the top destination states for recent movers from California, New York, and Illinois. And that is absolutely true, because the people, they want to go to a place where the economy is building, where you're free, and the people can see the difference between the red states and the blue states right now. And as things move forward, people are going to see this very, very clearly. And people are going to say, whoa, what's going on here? Is this the country that they want that we see in these states? I mean, is this what they really want to do? And yes, people are going to recognize this very, very easily. And yes, there's going to be a lot more people leaving these states. And eventually what's going to happen is the people who are left in these states, they're going to say, we had enough. We got to get rid of these people. And it's already started. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Biden is not creating jobs. There are jobs being lost right now. The recession has already started. And he's already let us know after the midterms that the economy is going to go through some setbacks. Translation, the economy is going to get a lot worse and people are going to see it. Now, what's very interesting is that the labor report shows about 263,000 jobs added in November. And what's very interesting about this is some of it doesn't really make sense because there's a disconnect in the mainstream media, mainstream data that is perplexing from the standpoint of traditional economic and labor analysis. The Conservative Treehouse explains, there have been significant layoffs in the labor market as a result of diminished consumer spending activity. However, the Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting a hotter than expected 263,000 new jobs in November. There were declines in jobs within the retail sector, 30,000 in November, 62,000 in August, and declines in warehousing and transportation, 15,000 in November, 30,000 since July, which would indicate the outcome of lowered consumer spending on goods or at least change in consumer spending priorities. Simultaneously, there were significant increases in jobs for leisure and hospitality, 88,000 in November, with the majority of those gains in food services and drinking. However, the sector is still lower than the pre-pandemic by 980,000 jobs. Also note, people are not attending events with high ticket costs. The performing arts Spectre Sports segment dropped by 7,000 jobs. Overall, if you were to look at the macro level jobs report, anything attached to the traditional spending of durable goods, retail stores is declining right now. However, the jobs related to the service or life experience are growing. Oddly, and perhaps creepily, this dynamic falls in line with you'll own nothing and be happy. And remember, that is coming from the World Economic Forum. That's their saying. And we know the Build Back Better plan is actually pushing this agenda. Remember, this is a controlled demolition of their own system. That's what we're experiencing right now. And what people are realizing is that there's energy inflation. And we're starting to see that it doesn't matter what the Fed does. It doesn't matter what the Biden administration does. It doesn't matter what Janet Yellen does. The energy inflation is going to continually move the cost of living higher and higher and higher, and people are going to have a very difficult time. Now, there are some employers that are trying to combat this by actually raising salaries, but again, they're not keeping up with the inflation rate. Yes, they're raising their salaries, but the inflation rate is much, much higher than the wages. And what's going to happen with this is this also adds to inflation. Because as you increase wages, where does this money come from? Yes, they have to say, okay, our products or our services, they're a little bit more. And this is a never-ending cycle. You could see it from the very beginning. As soon as we came off the gold standard and we went full fiat, if you notice, going back in time, what was it? The minimum wage was like $3.35 or $3.15 or something like that, going back to the 70s. Moving forward, what's the minimum wage today? The reason for this is because their system is completely dying. And I'm talking about the central bank system. And as the system continues on, the value of the currency decreases and it's a never-ending cycle and just gets worse and worse and worse as time goes on. And that's exactly what people are seeing right now. And remember, there's a lot of people out there that are working not just one job now, they're working multiple jobs. Because they need to make ends meet because of the increase of food, fuel, and energy. So this is becoming a very difficult period of time right now. And the people out in the blue states, they're really seeing this right now. And yes, we're going to see a vast difference between the red states and the blue states. And people are going to see this very, very clearly. They're also going to see how the entire economic system is completely breaking down. And the Fed can't stop it. The Biden administration can't stop it. Janet Yellen can't stop it. And it's just going to get worse and worse. And you can see that these individuals, they're not working for America. I mean, let's take, for example, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. They use this to keep the fuel prices down before the midterms. Now they don't care what happens with the fuel prices because the midterms are over. So the fuel prices are going to start to move up, as we're seeing right now. There's a lot of people reporting, yes, I'm seeing fuel prices start to move up. They're inching up. And what's very interesting about all this is that Joe Biden's energy advisor, he actually admitted, listen, we don't care about the United States. We're doing this for the global community. He said, we drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to save the global economy. Well, that's not his job. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is not to save the global economy in other countries. Your job is to America. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve was for America, just in case there was a war or some other type of disaster. This is not a disaster. This is something that they caused. So are they working for America or are they working for some other entity? Well, I think we know the answer to that. They're working for the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank, and this is exactly what they're doing. Look at the bill that Senator Joe Manchin put forth. He's proposed a permitting reform bill that is a prime example of what not to do instead of focusing on permitting reform. So Manchin's bill proposes to nationalize the electricity grid. The Manchin bill proposes cosmetic changes that give the impression of reform, yet would do little to address numerous obstacles created by the National Environment Policy Act, which became law in 1970. The bill also would make permitting projects more difficult by expanding some aspects of the Clean Water Act. The bill would empower the Department of Energy and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to designate and approve transmission lines projects as necessary in the national interest, and to socialize costs and electricity rates across a region, regardless of whether a state uses the electricity. Unsurprisingly, the criteria for a national interest designation are so broad that any project enjoying political support could qualify. Remember, the deep state players, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they love to centralize things. And once they have it centralized, then they can start making changes. And this is what they want to do here. Remember, this is just a clever backdoor approach, allowing the Energy Department and Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to bypass the states. See, they don't want the power coming from the bottom. They want to control it. So they need to put forth these bills that removes the power from the states. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Now, is this going to fly? Are they going to be able to get this passed? I don't believe so. So the lawmakers, they should reject Manchin's bill and certainly not consider it, or any permitting bill in the lame duck session before the new Congress convenes on January 3rd. Now, once again, since there's a new Congress coming in, this means it's game over for the Green New Deal, game over for everything that they're trying to do, because who controls the purse strings? Who controls the process of making laws? They lost this control, and this is going to be very, very difficult for them. And we can see they're trying to push this all through before the new House comes in. Now, they're going to push very hard. They're going to try to push it until they can't push it anymore, because they know that once the new Congress is in, it's going to be very, very difficult for them to move forward with their entire plan. Now, think about their Great Reset, the Green New Deal entire plan. Before, the Democrats had control. They were able to push anything through. Now, the House is controlled by the Republicans, which means they're going to have a very, very difficult time pushing anything through, which means that their entire plan for the Green New Deal, the Great Reset, is going to struggle through this period. Now, remember, they started everything in motion. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that this was going to happen. I do believe the House was the target. Yes, it'd be great if you had the Senate, but right now, as it stands, the House was very, very important, because now, as they pushed everything through, as they started the ball rolling, they started this back in 2020 because they announced the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They said it was the perfect time for it. Now that there's a new House involved, all their plans, everything that they set up, what happens to it? The inflation that they caused, the higher fuel costs, everything that they did, they cannot move forward with it. So they're trapped in their agenda, their economic agenda. Remember, they're moving forward and bringing the system down. This is why the Federal Reserve is raising rates so rapidly. Now they're trapped, because now they're going to have a very difficult time trying to push forward the Green New Deal, everything that they need. So the entire system is going to come down on their watch. They're not going to get what they needed. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them moving forward. And actually, it puts them directly in the spotlight, and everyone can see who's responsible for all of this. And everyone's going to be looking at the Biden administration, looking at what is going on. And yes, the House, during this period of time, as the entire system completely falls apart, they're going to come up with some type of solution. Maybe they'll be listening to Trump. Maybe he'll come out with a solution. And maybe the House will say, you know something? This would be an incredible solution. Why don't we put this into law? Let's get this passed so we can save the economy. Well, if Biden doesn't go with it, he's screwed. Because if the economy continually falls apart, he's screwed. If he does go with it and the economy improves, whose idea was it? It was Trump's. No matter which way they turn, they are trapped in this agenda. And the people are going to see who's causing this. The people are going to want accountability. And all eyes are going to be on the Fed, the Biden administration. And they're going to want to know why this is happening. Why isn't something being done? And remember, the House, they're most likely not going to touch the Build Back Better plan or anything like this. They're going to let this go. And as things continue on, the idea that this Build Back Better plan is going to make the country better is going to completely fall apart on them. And everything is going to be pointing to them. And the people then are going to use this crisis, along with the patriots that are in Congress, they're going to use this crisis to move the entire system in a completely different direction. And if you think there's investigations going on now with Hunter Biden, with the pandemic and everything like that, wait until you see the investigations going on about the economy, about what they've been pushing, what the Federal Reserve has been doing. Because when the entire economic system goes into a depression and people don't have work and people can't live and make ends meet, and the people are angry, you don't think there's going to be investigations? That you don't think you want to know how come the Fed couldn't do anything? How come they couldn't stop the inflation? How come fuel prices kept moving up? Why didn't they stop the people from losing their jobs? Because this is their mandates. Everything will be pointing to them in the end. And the people, they're going to want accountability. They're going to be saying, no, we need investigations. What happened here? What did they do? And I do believe this time around, I do believe the Patriots, they with this crisis, they're going to take a look at the Federal Reserve. They're going to take a look at what has been done here. And once people see what they've done, it is game over for them. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they're already starting to set up everything where they can control the news. And they're already shifting everything over to the fake news because I do believe they're preparing and ready for a communication blackout. And what does that really mean? Does that mean the entire internet's going to go down, or are they going to force the social media platforms not to report news, or maybe both? But it seems that it's in the works right now. They're trying to shift everything. Plus, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, what they've done right now by Trump putting out all these truths, talking about the Constitution is in play right now. Remember, he said since there was election fraud, there was cheating, that there were certain entities that overthrew the government, certain things could happen to the Constitution where certain things could be suspended or terminated. Now, the fake news is running with this. The corrupt politicians are running with this, saying, oh, Trump wants the Constitution terminated. He wants it suspended. But that's not what he said in his truth. He's letting everyone know because of what happened with the elections, with the fraud, with the rigging, and there was an overthrow of the government. certain things are going to happen. I do believe he's setting this up right now, and the Constitution is in play. And it doesn't mean that he's the one that is going to suspend the Constitution. Remember, he's not in the White House right now. So really think about this. What happens if certain events occur and it's not him that moves forward with suspending the Constitution? It's the resident that does it and calls on the military. Would that put everything in motion? Now, once again, we don't know how this is going to really play out. But if Trump is putting this out there, he is setting them up. Because remember, they've been doing everything against the Constitution. They've been violating everyone's rights. They have been going against the Constitution knowingly. And I do believe what he just did, he set them up. He set them up big time. And they're not even seeing what is going to happen. Remember, the Trump and the Patriots, they're bringing them down this path, the path of where they want all of this to go. Because if you know the playbook, you can direct them. And this is exactly what is happening right now. Now, yes, the deep state players, they're going to fight back. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want them fighting back because this pushes them down this path. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later because we can see that the trap has been set. Now, what's very interesting is we know that Real ID, that was supposed to come into effect, I do believe, in 2023. But it seems that DHS now has delayed it again because there are so many COVID-19 backlogs and not enough people have Real ID. Now, what is the Real ID? Well, they want this in a centralized database to track every single person. They're taking this out of the state's hands and putting it into the federal government's hands where they can track everyone and where they go. And you need this Real ID to fly to different states within this country. Or if you don't have a Real ID, you can use a passport to do this. But I do believe that this is a tracking mechanism because it's kind of ridiculous that you need a Real ID to just go from state to state to travel on a plane. I mean, if you get into a car, do you need a Real ID to move from state to state? No, you need your state ID. And the Real ID is connected to the federal government. Now, once again, it's delayed. I don't even know if this is going to get off the ground because this was supposed to happen way before COVID. And now we're all going out all the way to 2025. And this should be very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we mentioned this the other day on one of the Q posts about Assange, because Assange, he got a passport from Russia. And that brought us to post 3691. This is December 15th, 2019. It said, at Snowden, hashtag homecoming 2020. Now, remember, the year is not always the year, because if you gave the deep state the date and the year and everything, they would know exactly what is going on. But the interesting thing about all of this is what Elon did. On Twitter, he put out a poll, and this is what it says. I'm not expressing an opinion, but did promise to conduct this poll. Should Assange and Snowden be pardoned? Well, 3.2 million people voted, and 80% said yes. So this is going to be interesting. Is he going to be coming home? We'll have to wait and see. But we could see that the timing of this is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's interesting is we could see that Elon, he put out the Twitter files. And yes, the fake news is out there. They're trying to spin it all. We have the White House press secretary saying that this is old news. It's not that big of a deal. It's not anything that we need to look at right now. We even have certain news magazines and newspapers, they are now, and this is the fake news, they are now spinning the stories a little bit. Derek Hunter put this out, and he's talking about the New York Times. It says, hey, Grinbaum and all other editors at the New York Times, the laptop was not stolen. You know this. You know exactly how it came into the possession of the repair shop. The only reason to continue to lie about this cover-up, their complicity in burying the original story. This ran today and points to the article, and it actually says that the laptop was stolen. Really? So basically, Hunter dropped it off, signed a receipt, but the laptop was stolen and Hunter escorted the person there and signed for it? That doesn't make any sense. You see, now they're getting caught up in their narrative and the truth is coming out and they're still trying to spin all this information. So they admit that laptop was real, but now they're saying it was stolen and brought to the repair shop where Hunter Biden signed a receipt when he dropped it off. Does that make any sense? Do they really think the American people are that stupid? Because the people now are awake. They're thinking logically. And the people, as the fake news does this, the people now are going, wow, you really think we're going to buy what you're selling right now? You got another thing coming. Because as we see the truth continually come out, the people are starting to really wake up and started to realize what's really going on here. But you can see the bots on Twitter, they are completely out there using the same exact script about what is happening with the Twitter files. James Lindsay, defeating the groomers on Twitter, put this out. Leftists and especially journalists are bots or scripts with prepared talking points like PR and richest man. See for yourself. This is how the regime works. It's a big performance. They get people to follow their script. It's reflexive hyper-reality. And I do believe that Elon, he needs to start getting on all these things. I think what's happening with Twitter is there are so many different mechanisms that they put into place and so many things are probably hidden that all of a sudden gets triggered at a certain time, or there are bots that are coming in from Facebook, from Google, and other places that are doing this. And I do believe that Elon needs to start shutting all of these things down. And as they occur, he needs to start looking for things that haven't been triggered yet. And I do believe the programmers can start looking through the code and start looking for all of these different anomalies in the code to find out what they've been doing here. Because it seems that a lot of things were put into place to push the bots, to push the scripts out there, to push the narrative, and to censor. And I do believe there's a lot of things in place. But think about what happened with the Twitter files. That was brought out into the public realm. The people started to realize the government, those people that were running for office, they were interfering in the election. And yes, Elon, he's going to be reducing the other information about what happened after the election. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state, for the corrupt politicians. Yes, we're going to have the fake news. They're going to ignore it. Yes, we're going to have the White House press secretary. They're going to spin it. But as this information continually builds and builds and builds, and this is a drip, drip, drip process, the people are going to start to accept all of it because they're going to say, okay, they're not reporting on it. They're spinning it, but more information's coming out. It's just like the Hunter Biden laptop. They tried to ignore it. They tried to spin it. They tried to have the intelligence clowns come in and tell us that this isn't true. But in the end, it turned out that, yes, everything was true. It was Hunter Biden's laptop. The same thing is going to happen with these individuals interfering with the election. The FBI interfered. Department of Justice interfered. The Biden administration interfered. The fake news interfered. They all interfered. But what's very interesting that came out of all of this is James Baker. Remember, James Baker, he was involved in Russia. He was involved in the FISA warrant. He was involved in all of this, and he was telling Twitter to stay the course. Hans on Twitter put this out and said, this article leaves out the most important. Baker did something much worse than merely review a FISA warrant. Baker was instrumental in helping Sussman seed the fake Alpha Bank hoax. Even worse, he later concealed the text message and then proved that Sussman had lied from Durham. Then we have Kash Patel. He came out and says, Perkins Coie, remember this DNC Hillary law firm funneled millions of campaign dollars to buy steel in his garbage dossier, employ Fusion GPS to run disinfo op with FBI against Trump, and hire the likes of Sussman and Elias to make up bogus Alpha Bank charade while paying off Jaffe and lying to the FISA court? So here's the question, Elon Musko. Why are Perkins Coie Twitter lawyers and James Baker still your lawyer? Why is that? That is a very good question. So we're going to have to see how this all plays out because this is going to become very, very interesting as we move forward. Now, the other thing is happening right now is we have certain individuals like Rick Grenell. He's calling out certain reporters at the New York Times, certain individuals and publications saying it's time to give back the Pulitzer Prize. This is what Rick Grenell put out there. Imagine winning a Pulitzer for a fake news story you fell for and then ignoring the Elon Musk revelations that your employer interfered in the 2020 election by suppressing a candidate's actual ties to a communist country. Maggie at the New York Times should give the Pulitzer back. Yes, all these people should be giving the Pulitzer back right now. And really think about the fake news right now. Think about the intelligence clowns like Clapper, Brennan, and all the others. Think about it. They're the ones who've been lying to the American public. Think about it. Clapper lied to the American public. He lied that when he said, we're not spying on the American people. Then it came out that, yes, he was spying on the American people, and he had to tell everyone, yes, he was lying. Same thing with Brennan. Remember, they said, yeah, the Steele dossier, it's real. Russia was involved in manipulating the election, and they kept pushing this information. And really think about it. They're all lying to the American people. And what networks employed the liars? I mean, really think about this for a sec. Didn't CNN take on Clapper? Doesn't Brennan work for CNN also? Don't they have jobs? Aren't these the people that lied to the American people and now they're on the fake news continually lying to the American people? I mean, really think about this for a second. So I really think this sums everything up right now of how the fake news, how the intelligence clowns work together, because the fake news is taking the liars, the people who are deceiving the American people, and actually giving them positions on their network. I mean, that should tell you everything you need to know right there. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we've come to find out that there was another operation going on that had to do with censorship. It was Operation Bronze Griffin. And the House GOP reported on this, and they broke this down. So the FBI has a politically one-sided surveillance partnership with Facebook under the apparent name Operation Bronze Griffin. And this is coming from this report that was released on Friday by the Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee. The 1,050-page report broadly outlines the FBI's alleged pro-democratic political bias just days after revelations of a secret Facebook portal through which authorities can request the deletion of alleged misinformation from the world's top social media platforms. As part of this program, likely codenamed Operation Bronze Griffin, the FBI allegedly accepts private users' information from Facebook, but without the user's consent or the legal process the FBI would otherwise need to independently pursue such user-related information. Furthermore, according to the whistleblower, the information, the types of users' content that Facebook provides, have a partisan focus, tending only to concern users from one side of the political spectrum. The FBI's willingness to accept this political speech information from Facebook outside of routine investigative pathways further threatens America's constitutional rights. If you notice, everything revolves around the American constitutional rights, how they violated the highest law of the land, which is treason right there. You see, we don't need the FBI, Department of Justice, the fake news to tell us what's true or not. The people are smart enough. Our founding fathers from the very beginning knew that the people would understand what was true and what wasn't true. And really, let's take this outside of Facebook. Let's take this outside of Twitter. Think about a person who goes into like the center of New York City on a public sidewalk, gets up on a soapbox and starts saying the Hunter Biden laptop is real. And this is before, this is like in 2019. Let's say this person's out there doing this. Should the FBI come and take this person away because they're saying that this is misinformation? How would everyone view this? Would everyone go, okay, yes, this person should be taken down? Or would they say, wow, they're stopping this person from speaking freely? I think most of the people standing there would go, whoa, this person's allowed to say whatever they want. And this is what's happening on social media. Just because it's in electronic form, it's absolutely meaningless. The government cannot go and just remove people because that's what they're doing. They're removing people for saying something. And we don't need the government, the FBI, the Department of Justice, and all these people to tell us what's true and what is not true. That's not what's in the Constitution. That's not their job. It was never their job. And what's very interesting about all this is that Just Human put this out, and there was an individual, which is Whole Mars Catalog on Twitter, asking Elon a question and says, in a world where anyone can speak freely, who decides what is true? Now, Elon responded to this and says, you do. That's the fundamental difference. Absolutely. The people will decide. The people will call out the people that are pushing fake information. The Department of Justice, the FBI, and the corrupt politicians, they have no say in the matter. That is not their job. If they do something like this, which they have been doing, it's a violation of everyone's constitutional rights. They just broke our contract. They are treasonous to the American people and to the Constitution. They should, like I've said before, these people should automatically be removed from their position as soon as they do this. Because it's not like it was a glitch. It wasn't like, oh, that was by accident. I mean, remember, this is what Twitter, this is what Facebook, this is what YouTube and Google and the rest say. Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't mean to take you down. It was a glitch. Oh, yeah, that. But we did that by accident. No, you had the government, corrupt individuals, telling you who to take down. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top five most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. And when it was a person that was very high profile and people started to call the corrupt politicians out and call Twitter out or call YouTube out, that's when they said, oh, no, I'm sorry. It was just a glitch. But there was someone in the background directing all of this. And now it's coming down around them. And yes, this is going to build over time and they will not be able to escape this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the deep state players, Big Pharma, the World Economic Forum, the WHO, they're going to continually push their agenda. Remember, their agenda is to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, to have everyone vaccinated. And this is why they're going to continually push the boosters. They're going to keep using the scare tactics that there's another variant just around the corner, or they're going to start to tell you that don't touch this, don't do this because you can get COVID. I don't think the people are going to be buying this. And I think they're running out of steam right now. And this is why they're continually trying, because if they weren't trying like this, that would mean that everyone was vaccinated. That would mean that everyone is just getting their boosters. Everyone's doing exactly what they should be doing. And this is what they wanted. But as they keep pushing this message, that tells you that the people aren't listening to them anymore. The people aren't doing what they want. That's why they have to keep saying, oh, I came down with COVID. Thank God I'm vaccinated. And that's why you have multiple people saying this. This is why the WHO's out there saying that there's another variant around the corner. And then you have health experts out in the UK. They're warning that consuming fresh produce, baked goods, like cheese, ham, raspberries, well, you could get COVID from this, because now they've done experiments where, yes, COVID could live on all these things. Now, really think about why they're doing this. Yes, number one, they want you to get vaccinated. That's number one. Number two, they want you to be afraid of food. You know what's safe to eat? Bugs. Bugs are safe to eat. You cook them and they're safe because the heat kills COVID. But on these fresh things, well, that's going to be a problem. And this is exactly what they're doing right now. It's absolutely hysterical when you really think about it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is the Republicans, they're pushing to end the military vaccine mandate because of lagging recruiting goals. And they're saying that, listen, we're not going to fund this and we want this stopped and you'll get the NDAA without the mandates. And it seems the White House, they're saying absolutely not. We need everyone vaccinated. And remember, this is not the FDA approved vaccine. There is none. And this is an experimental drug that they want to give the soldiers, which actually they gave everyone in the world. And now people are starting to realize that this is not safe whatsoever. There are so many people getting ill, so many people having health problems, so many people having myocarditis, so many people having major, major problems with this vaccine. And the people now are starting to realize that COVID wasn't the problem. It's the vaccine that is the problem. Actually, now we're starting to get these nonprofit blood donation services, they are now wanting to separate unvaccinated blood with vaccinated blood, because the unvaccinated is saying, listen, if I need a blood transfusion, I don't want vaccinated blood because I'm unvaccinated and I rather have unvaccinated blood. And now the nonprofit blood donation services, they're starting to get these requests. And yes, there are people in there like Della Pietra said that, yes, maybe we need to start doing this. Maybe we need to separate it. Here's vaccinated blood and unvaccinated blood. And then you're going to have to start separating into, well, this is vaccinated with one dose. This is with a booster. This is with two boosters, with three boosters. Because I think most of the people are going to say, you know something, I don't want any vaccinated blood. Because as people continually find out certain information, people are really realizing how bad this was and how we were lied to from the very beginning. And it seems that DeSantis is getting ready to do something. Bishop put this out on Twitter and says, and this is coming from Ron DeSantis, is what he's saying. I'm going to be working with the Florida Surgeon General to hold these vaccine manufacturers accountable. They made claims about the mRNA vaccine that wasn't true, and people were injured as a result. And I do believe there should be a lot of governors, attorney generals getting involved in this now, because the pharmaceutical companies, they've lied to the American people. And out in Europe, when we had the Pfizer rep saying, yeah, it never stopped transmission, doesn't stop you from getting it either. I mean, people really started to understand that they lied from the very, very beginning. They told us from the very beginning that this was going to stop transmission, you weren't going to get COVID, none of this was going to happen. And then they kept changing that to something completely different where, yeah, it doesn't do anything except make you sick. Now, what's very interesting is Don Jr., he put this out on Twitter. He said, Joe Biden recently said that no other industry has the kind of immunity to litigation like the gun manufacturing business. Apparently, he forgot little guys like Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J who could not be reached for comment or sued. I mean, really think about what he's saying right now. I mean, it's really the pharmaceutical companies. Think about it. If you die from their vaccine, who are you suing? Yeah, they have a private court that they set up. But what about when the world says, okay, you lied to us. You told us it was safe and effective. You told us it was going to stop the transmission. You told us all these things, and now it's a complete and utter lie. Well, I do believe as this continually builds and more peer review documentation comes out, the case is building right now. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the pharmaceutical companies. They're going to be screwed in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it seems that the Biden administration, they had to disband their parent council staffed with left-wing activists. So in June, the Department of Education announced the creation of its National Parents and Families Engagement Council to help the administration facilitate relationship between parents and schools. Parental rights in education groups and conservative organizations, including America First Legal, Parents Defending Education, and Fight for Schools, sued the Biden administration, alleging the council violated the Federal Advisory Committee Act, which mandates that advisory groups be bipartisan and free of outside influence by any special interests. And now the Biden administration, they had to disband all this. What do you think they were going to use this for? To push CRT, to push gender theories and things like that. And now this has come to a screeching halt. So this was a victory once again by the parents going up against the Department of Education. And once again, we don't need the government involved in our children's education. This should be done on the community level. The parents know best. The government does not. The government deals in propaganda. The government deals in disinformation, misinformation. The government lies to the American people. The government is on a completely different trajectory than we, the people. And the parents now are taking back control. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see this entire January 6th event is completely falling apart. And I do believe the House, after January 3rd, they're going to start to investigate and they're going to find out quite a bit, because I do believe they're going to be ordering documentation. Now, do you think the deep state is going to try to hide it? Do you think they're going to try to destroy it? Or they might hide it by changing some of the letters. Remember, we've been told about Corney and Comey because the R and the N look the same. So when you do a search on Comey, it doesn't come up because it's really an R and an N. I believe they might be doing this to a lot of documentation, a lot of emails, where they might be switching some of the letters so you can't do any type of search in the database. But I do believe we have some smart people in there that are going to get around this. Now, they also might try to destroy certain things. But once again, if they try to destroy or change things, that's the cover-up. And the cover-up actually proves your guilt. Unbelievable. But the other thing that's very interesting, and Misty G put this out, and this is from Carly Bone. There's a video that shows Hunter Biden with a January 6 officer. And it seems like they're buddy-buddy. And these are the things that make you go, hmm. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming from Revolver News, Darren Beatty put this out, and it's a video showing crystal clear cameras at 15 frames per sec, showing all different events in gas stations, people punching people out, people stealing things, gunfights on the streets. And then we have the January 6th bomber. And the video quality at the DNC is so terrible. It's like one frame a second. It's so blurred. This is no way the original video. It's amazing. Whenever they show satellite photos of, you know, Russia doing something or North Korea doing something, they always give us the black and white blurry photos. You can't see anything. This is what they gave we the people. So you can't make out who it is, which means they altered the video. There's no way that all of these places don't have high def cameras recording what's going on the outside. And every time the FBI or the Department of Defense, every time they try to convince us of something, they always use a black and white grainy type of photo or video to say, can't you see it? And this tells you that they probably altered all of this, because with today's technology, there's no way that they're filming at that type of quality. When you have gas stations, when you have people's homes with Ring filming very, very sharp video, it makes no sense whatsoever. Nobody is using one frame per second. It makes no sense whatsoever, especially at the DNC. There's no way that this is happening. So they must have altered this completely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, like we said from the very beginning, there must be still certain processes or certain things that get triggered at certain times on Twitter, because we're starting to see certain things like censorships continually happening, not just for individuals, but also for Elon Musk. So I do believe they need to start tracking these things down, because Christine Bob put this out and said, why is the retweet featured disabled on this tweet? And it's a tweet from Kerry Lake. Now, they did certify the elections out in Arizona, as we'll be getting to in just a sec. But it's not just Kerry Lake. Elon Musk also has the same problems on his tweets, where sometimes you can't retweet something. It's disabled. So there must be certain mechanisms or certain things that are still going on with Twitter. And remember, they need to go through a lot of code. They need to find out a lot of things. And I do believe eventually what they're going to find out is where all the bots are coming from. They're going to find out the different algorithms that are being triggered at certain times. And I think this takes time to find out where all this is. Now, like I said before, the elections in Arizona have been certified. And now the lawsuits are going to start, because under Arizona law, Kerry Lake really couldn't do anything. But I do believe now we're going to see multiple lawsuits, which actually have already started. And we're going to see certain things happen. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is December 5th when all this went down. Ultra Peppy Deluxe on True Social put this out. It says, happy Avalanche Day, December 5th, D5, knowingly certifying a fraudulent election. Absolutely. And we, the Ultra Media, put this out and said, pay close attention to what is happening. Kerry Lake is going to expose election fraud. It's already starting. The images show the Arizona Secretary of State involvement in censorship on Twitter. First Amendment violation. The mainstream media is going to ignore it completely. They'll stick with the same approach they have always taken. Call it a conspiracy theory and figure out a way to blame Russia. Now do you see why control of Twitter is so important? It's going to become a place for truth and make the mainstream media irrelevant. True Social is great, but it's largely an echo chamber. Twitter has always been the battleground. And that's absolutely true. Yes, True Social is great. But think about it. Everyone, the left and the right, are not on True Social. True Social is an incredible platform. But we also need Twitter. It's another weapon that we need. George put this out and said, Arizona will be certifying its election results tomorrow. Kerry Lake's War Room said, it's a backwards process, but yes, Once they certify, all legal action can begin. You can be disappointed. We certainly are, but there's no need to despair. Absolutely. And I do believe they are now going to be moving forward with all of this. And we're going to see certain things come out. And of course, the fake news, what are they going to do? Well, they're really not going to report on it. They're going to hide it just like they hid the Twitter files. The FBI might get involved. The Department of Justice, they might get involved. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. But Carrie Kellerman 2.0 on Twitter says something very interesting. And I do believe that this sums it all up. My tax dollars support the FBI. The FBI helps rig elections for the political party that does not represent my values. So am I experiencing taxation without representation? Absolutely. Absolutely true. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Now, what's very interesting, like we said from the very beginning, I do believe they're now making preparations to shut certain social media platforms down. And I don't mean shut them down where people can't post things. They're going to be shutting it down where they can't post certain news. They want everything being filtered up to the fake news. I do believe this is being done right now to try to control the narrative because they are losing control over the social media platforms. Remember, once Twitter was sold and given and Elon purchased it, they lost that control. Now, if it's happening on Twitter where government is interfering, the FBI is interfering, it's happening on all the platforms. So I do believe what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to separate themselves from all news and people putting out news. I do believe they're going to stop everyone from doing this. So this might be some type of communication blackout. I mean, we always think in the terms of shutting down the internet, which might happen in the end. But I do believe they're going to do this at certain levels, just like they did the censoring at certain levels. So this is what's happening. The JCPA is a transfer of wealth from Silicon Valley to big media. The same people have been lying to the American public about every major story since 2016. The bill will also allow big media to form a joint entity to suppress content from independent competitors. McConnell stands for this. Pelosi wants it. So the JCPA, essentially, it transfers everything to the fake news media, the corporate legacy media. And beyond the financial payouts to media companies, they will be able to form a joint negotiating entity, a cartel immune from antitrust laws, to negotiate with big tech companies on the terms and conditions for carrying their content. Censorship is sure to be a frequent demand of media companies, despite provisions in the bill that purportedly stop media companies from negotiating a suppression of any one competitor. There is nothing to stop them asking their content to be prioritized over broadly drawn categories that are used as pretexts for censorship, like disinformation. So think about what they're doing here. They want complete and utter control. Now, the social media companies, they might say, you know something, we're out of the news business. You just do the news on fake news, and we will not allow any news on our platforms. And that might even include people reporting news. Really think about this for a second. So Facebook is threatening to remove all news content if U.S. lawmakers approve the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act. So are they trying to shift everything to the fake news and keep the narrative with the fake news? Remember, we know from the Q post from the very, very beginning with social media platforms, they lost control. They thought they had control. they had to regain their control by actually having social media platforms do what they want by censoring. But now, since this information is coming out and the world is waking up to this, they are going to have a very difficult time. They can't control Twitter. They control the other platforms. But how do you separate the news now from the platforms and have one entity? And yes, it doesn't matter what news station it is. It's really one entity. They get a script at 4 a.m. So it's one entity controlling the narrative. So if they end up shutting certain things down, who has the main control? The fake news do. And they can control what is being put out there. Really think about this for a second and how they're setting all of this up right now. And the other thing that's very interesting is what's happening out in Europe and here in this country. Europe is facing a potential energy rationing and power outages. And they're very worried about the emergency call services, and they're worried about the telecom networks because those might go down during the power outages. So that is some type of communication blackout, because when information starts to come out, people won't be able to communicate. Think about what's happening out in North Carolina. There were two North Carolina substations that plunged tens of thousands into darkness and cold. And they're saying that someone shot up these substations. Now, there's stories coming out saying that these individuals were trying to stop a drag show, but there is really no evidence of this. And it seems that this is a very interesting phenomenon where someone decided to shoot up the electrical infrastructure and they brought the electric down. Now, Erin Reed put this out on Twitter, which I find very interesting, and she names certain groups. This is where we are at now. Proud Boys, Patriot Front, and right-wing militias are shutting down drag shows and cutting power to entire towns in order to enact an anti-LGBTQ plus hate and terrorism. You think they're building some type of narrative here? And remember, there is no evidence that this had anything to do with a drag show or anything like that. But it seems that they're trying to put this narrative out there and have it being passed around to try to convince people that the Proud Boys, the Patriot Front Group, it's amazing how they mention the Patriot Front Group. Is that supposed to be Trump supporters? They are not. They're neo-Nazis. Some of them are feds. And we've gone over it. And yes, there are certain individuals from Ukraine that are involved in that group. And I do believe they're going to be using this group later on to push some type of civil war. And you can see they're already building that narrative. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Dan Scavino, he put out 1 week ago on Truth, dog comms. Then today he put out dog comms. So Stormy Patriot Joe looked at this and says, okay, this is kind of strange. Dan Scavino is putting out dog comms all over the place. Does that mean something is going to happen? Because the latest is the following. This is a story of Georgia sheepdog that jumped a pack of 11 coyotes that were trying to get the goats and the sheeps. Dog killed 8 coyotes. So is something going to happen? It's starting to seem that way. And we'll have to watch that very, very closely. Because usually when we have dog comes, that means someone is going to pass away and they're going to have this incredible funeral to, you know, clog up the news cycles and everything else. But if you really look at what's happening right now, all the conspiracies now are turning out to be true. And everything the fake news is telling you that is true is turning out to be a conspiracy. Don Jr. put this out and said, what truly amazing is how much better the batting average of your average conspiracy theorist was relative to that of your highly educated elitist journalist for the last few years on issues of the world. It ain't even close. And he's absolutely right. Now, what's very interesting, and we discussed this yesterday about what Trump said on Truth Social, but let me just read his truth from yesterday. It says, so with the revelation of massive and widespread fraud and deception in working closely with big tech companies, the DNC and the Democratic Party, do you throw the presidential results of the 2020 out and declare the rightful winner, or do you have a new election? A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections. Now, Trump, he didn't say, I would like to terminate the elections. He's actually telling you what the Constitution allows you to do if there's fraud, rebellion, and overthrow of the government. So he didn't tell anyone, I want to terminate the Constitution. He's reciting what the Constitution says. That is very, very different. But the fake news is out there, and they're trying to convince everyone that Trump wants to terminate the Constitution. Now, I do believe he put this out there to lead the deep state players, the fake news, into a trap. Now, really think about this. The deep state, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, they've been violating the Constitution for a very long time. Actually, in the last couple of years, you could see it as clear as day. Think about what happened during the pandemic. Everything they pushed was deemed unconstitutional. Think about the gun control groups and what the politicians are trying to do with gun control. Think about free speech and how they're working with private companies to censor the American people. Every step of the way, they've been violating the Constitution. Now, since Trump came out with this, they're saying, no, we stand behind the Constitution. We took an oath to defend the Constitution. Now, they have been trapped in this. Why? Well, think about what is going to happen. Think about what they're planning to do. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're leading them down this path. Because remember, there was an insurrection on November 3rd. I do believe the military, they were activated at that time. Then we had January 6th, and we know that Nancy Pelosi, the Capitol Police, the FBI, neo-Nazis, Antifa, you name it, they were all involved in the cover-up of the insurrection on November 3rd. Now, the military is standing by. The military intelligence with the military, they have a lot of information, but they're allowing Trump to work his plan where the people are waking up and the people are seeing what's going on. Now, we know that Trump and the Patriots, as this information continually comes out, remember the optics are very good. It's not Trump that's putting this information out. Elon is putting this information out into the public realm about Hunter Biden's laptop and how they interfered in the elections. We have Katherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips that showed us the mules and how they do this. We have Carrie Lake now out in Arizona that's going to be producing a lot of evidence on what they did. We know about the computer database latency and how they manipulated the databases and the numbers and what they did there with the mail-in ballots. We also know from the Durham trial that the FBI was involved in the Hunter Biden laptop, and they use this to manipulate the elections. Actually, Eric Schmidt, also by going after the Biden administration, showed how they manipulated the elections by censoring certain individuals that had to do with the pandemic and other things. So all of this is coming together. Remember, Trump, he's not involved in all this. This information is coming from all different areas. The optics are incredible. Now, this is what Trump put out today. He said, the fake news is actually trying to convince the American people that I said I wanted to terminate the Constitution. This is simply more disinformation and lies, just like Russia, 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 and all of their other hoaxes and scams. What I said was that when there is a massive and widespread fraud and deception, as has been irrefutably proven in the 2020 presidential election, steps must be immediately taken to right the wrong. Only fools would disagree with that and accept stolen elections. MAGA. And he's absolutely right. So then they had Elon, and they were putting this out all over the place. Elon said the Constitution is greater than any president, end of story. And actually, he's absolutely right. The Constitution is the law of the land. It's the law that the government, the presidents, and all these elected individuals, they must abide by. And once they violate it, they violated the Constitution, they violated the people's rights, and it means they must step down. And if they knowingly did this, that means they committed treason. So really think about what is happening now, because we can see that they're building the case where something is going to happen, because as this information comes out, you know they're going to try to stop it. You know they want chaos. We know from Bill Gates, he said that the elections, they're going to be hung for a little while, which they were, and they're going to try to start a civil war later on. And you can see they're building up for this. What happens if Trump just trapped them in their entire agenda? Because now they're saying, we support the Constitution. Terminating the Constitution is ridiculous. What happens when they start the civil war and the American people aren't really out on the streets, but they have to suspend the Constitution? Is this going to come from Trump, or is it going to come from the Biden administration? this is going to be very interesting moving forward, because what happens if it's the Biden administration that actually suspends the Constitution because they're reporting on what is happening out on the streets in many different states and cities? Really think about this for a second. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they trapped him in all of this. And yes, this is part of the Constitution, that if there are a rebellion, if there is an insurrection, yes, the Constitution, it will be suspended. Abraham Lincoln did this during the Civil War. What happens, and actually back then, Abraham Lincoln just didn't do it on his own. He went to Congress because the Congress was looking at him going, wait, what do you want to do? Abraham Lincoln actually went to Congress and had this done. What happens if we're seeing this activity out throughout the country? What happens if the Biden administration or whoever takes his place, maybe he's taken out by the 25th Amendment, but we'll say Biden right now. What happens if he asks Congress to help in this situation? What happens if it's actually him? Now, we don't know if this is going to happen, but I do believe Trump is setting them up. He doesn't say things just to say it. He doesn't put it out there just to put it out there to have the other side defend the Constitution. Really think about this for a sec. Then Trump put this out, and now he's writing in all caps when it has to do with the elections. He said, simply put, if an election is irrefutably fraudulent, it should go to the rightful winner or, at a minimum, be redone. Where open and blatant fraud is involved, there should be no time limit for change. And he's absolutely right. Then he said, we want people who legitimately won the election to lead our country, not people who had to cheat in order to win. Now, we're seeing this happen out in Arizona, and we know the 2020 presidential election also happened. And I do believe the case out in Arizona, if everything goes as planned, this is going to show how they did it. And this is then going to filter down to the presidential election. Then add in Brazil. What do you think the deep state is going to do when this information continually comes out? Because I do believe we're going to see a lot more from Twitter. I do believe we're going to see information about personal DMs, their private accounts on Twitter. And I do believe this is why they're setting everything up where the fake news is going to control the news. And they don't want the social media platforms pushing news. They want no news on the social media platforms, which means there's a blackout there except for Twitter, except for True Social. Now, with these and Rumble and CloudHub and BitChute and Gab and you name it, with those platforms that they don't control, this is going to be very interesting how this plays out. Because to shut those down, they're either going to have to attack them or shut the internet down. But we know with Space Force, they launch satellites, things are online, they can handle certain communications with the internet. We also know that Elon, who's the owner of Twitter now, also owns Starlink, and Starlink is now operational. So it seems that they've been prepared and ready for the ground lines to be cut. But I do believe everything might come back on, which I do believe it will, with the satellites in space. And with Starlink, there's just too many of them to bring down all of it. If it was just one, which it was centralized, yes, you can bring down the one. That'd be pretty darn easy. But to bring down multiple satellites, that's going to be very, very difficult. Now, they could try to do it, but I don't think this is going to work. I do believe the military is in control of this. The military is watching everything that is happening right now. And as the information continually comes out, and as the deep state is feeling the pain, well, that's when they're going to act. Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're bringing them down this path, the path of no return, which is going to expose everything that they've been doing. Yes, along the way, you're going to hear a lot more from Twitter. You're going to hear a lot more from Durham. You're going to hear a lot more the information coming out with Kerry Lake and what happened out in Arizona. Eventually, what's going to happen is they're not going to be able to spin this. They're not going to be able to stay quiet. Too many people are going to understand and really question what really happened here. And I think at that point, there's going to be a certain point where the deep state, they're going to go, you know, full out, where they're going to have to push their agenda. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared and ready for this. So we have the Constitution in play right now. The election rigging is in the spotlight, and I do believe the trap has been set for all of them. The Patriots, they're in full control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top five most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com.